I had the most bizarre first date I've ever had in my life, but it was actually one of the most fun first dates I've ever had in my life, and I would totally do it again. But it was set up by a woman named Lori. So I met Lori on an app, and we started talking. And in the middle of the day, I said, hey, do you want to get together, and we'll go out on a date? So we decided that we were going to go bowling.
Fun!
At the same time, what Lori doesn't know is that I met another woman on an app, and I was talking to her. Her name was Lindy, and I started sending her messages. And after my date with Lori, I was going to plan on seeing Lindy, maybe for a drink or something like that.
Wow.
Well, then when I got to the bowling alley to meet up with Lori, who I have on the phone, she had a guest with her.
A surprise guest?
Yes.
That's weird.
So Lori, I had called on the phone and said, hey, just let me know when you're in the parking lot. I'll meet you out front. So she did. And then all of a sudden I see Lindy right behind her. The two of them are best friends.
And you realize.
You're kidding me.
That Lindy was Lindy. You like knew from
immediately.
Okay.
Immediately.
I don't know that I would be able to put that together.
I saw Lori, and then when I saw Lindy peek out, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I started laughing a little bit, and I was like, what's up? This is incredible. So I had a first date with two women at the same exact time yesterday when we were both. We looked like a polyamorous couple.
Why? Ladies?
Is that really his reaction? Was he amused and took it well?
Yeah, he actually took it really well. He did. I was pretty surprised that he wasn't like laying down on the ground in the parking lot.
So what
it
happened?
Wound up being a really fun date.
Good.
Yeah. What happens next? I how do you date two women at the same time?
It was like being on The Bachelor when they do the group date. So two yeah. women go with The Bachelor, and then one can request more time. It was very bizarre. I'm telling you, it's never happened to me in my life.
Did either of you take this date seriously?
Well, St. Louis is a really small town, and so when you online date, sometimes you share stories with each other, and it just happened to line up where we were both talking to him at the same time, so we said, let's just have some fun with this.
Have you done this before?
No, this is the first time we had ever done this.
Lucky you, Spencer.
We stopped laughing.
Spencer's the experiment.
I'm there first.
So what happens if he wants to see one of you again more than the other? How would you guys feel about that?
We're best friends. So if he, you know, clicked with one or the other or whatever, and there's chemistry between whoever.
So are either of you feeling anything a little more than friendship vibes towards him?
I mean, we haven't even had a chance. To, I mean, I don't know why we would discuss this. Why am I saying we would discuss this? But we, I don't know if we could.
I know, it sounds like they're trying to consult their lawyer.
When we've dated, and I've dated a guy, and I've been like, Lori, he's way more your type. Do you want his number?
Oh, my gosh.
Does this ever happen?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Lori did say, yesterday on the date after one little joke I made, she goes, Lindy, I think you found your soulmate.
Handed her the rose for you.
Yeah, and then we had this whole battle of whoever lost in bowling was gonna have to carry everybody's stuff out, like that kind of thing. It was
how this
whole
stuff
deal.
Gets did raunchy. It,
like The Bachelor, did anyone get pulled aside for private time?
So they both had to go to the bathroom, and they went at different times.
Yeah,
so it kind of felt like that. It was like this is our one-on-one time.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I had a great time with both of you yesterday. It was an absolute treat. It was a blast. I think most guys would have reacted horribly in that situation.
I agree. Yeah. You handled it like a champ, Spencer. I think that says a lot about you.
I say date number two is coming up. I see no reason not to do this.
We give you a 10 out of a 10, Spencer.
Thank you very much. Thank
definitely.
You. All right, ladies. Thank you very much for joining us today. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
What were they thinking? That's my question.